Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so honored to have you with us today, and we got a lot going on. And first I want to say it is going to be a great day in America when Roe v. Wade is finally overturned. Because we are a nation that has been responsible for the slaughter of tens of millions of unborn babies. And I do believe that God is going to bless that ruling from the Supreme Court, if in fact that is the ruling, which everybody seems to believe it is the ruling. We've got a lot to talk about today. We have some great expert analysis, also looking at some big, big primary battles that are underway today. Senator Rand Paul's going to be here. Governor Mike Huckabee, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is going to be here. And our good buddy Mike Davis is coming up at the bottom of this hour. Mike is probably one of the foremost experts on the Supreme Court, and we're going to get his analysis as well. But I have a theory. As I was watching the news coverage last night, the word coming down about the leak of Justice Alito's first draft, and it looks as though this is going to be a 5-4 decision. A couple of interesting takeaways. First of all, understand this. George W. Bush appointed to the highest court in the land Chief Justice John Roberts, who is not only a radical leftist, but now he is a pro-baby killing justice. According to the information coming out, if this still stands, Roberts is siding with the liberals on the court. So he is for the abortion industry. Now, you can say what you want to about President Donald John Trump, but God bless Donald Trump. We are celebrating right now in this country because Donald John Trump put strict constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. And that says something about his character. So let's see how all this plays out. But we've got a more pressing issue. And that issue is whoever leaked this draft from the Supreme Court. Folks, this is, I've heard it's an earthquake, a political earthquake. I believe it is a judicial insurrection. The Chief Justice, just moments ago, John Roberts, finally spoke out on all of this. And here's my take, and I'm going to share with you the statement that he released. And by the way, the Justice Alito, and we're going to go through his draft, which I think is quite frankly brilliant. Now, keep in mind, this does not outlaw abortion across America. It simply moves the issue to the state level where it should be decided. And it is there are 13 states that already have laws in place. So once Roe v. Wade is overturned, then abortion is immediately outlawed. And I am proud to say that you folks listening to us on KWAM, the Mighty 990 in Memphis, Tennessee, our state is one of those states where abortion will be illegal. So here's what Roberts had to say. Yesterday, a news organization published a copy of a draft opinion in a pending case. Justices circulate draft opinions internally as a routine and essential part of the court's confidential deliberative work. Robert said he has directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the link. Quote, to the extent this betrayal of the confidence of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed. The work of the court will not be affected in any way. By the way, we have the full statement by the Chief Justice over on our website, toddstearns.com. Quote, we at the court are blessed to have a workforce, permanent employees and law clerks alike, intensely loyal to the institution and dedicated to the rule of law. Well, clearly, sir, you do not. Court employees have an exemplary and important tradition of respecting the confidentiality of the judicial process and upholding the trust of the court. This was a singular and egregious breach of that trust that is an affront to the court and the community of public servants who work here. And that's it. You can read it for yourself over on toddstearns.com. So look, here's what needs to happen. The guilty party needs to come forward, and they need to expose whoever the guilty party is. If they can't figure out who that is, it's very simple. Fire everybody. Every law clerk loses their job. And that means some very good, decent, honorable people are going to be tossed out. But you know what? We don't know who the guilty party is. And we cannot have this happen at the Supreme Court. I want to explain what's going on here, because I got a lot of messages last night. Todd, what? This is unprecedented. We've never heard of anything like this happening. What's going on? Well, it's very clear to me what's going on. For the past 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, there has been an assault on American history. There has been an attack waged on the fundamental truths, the values that we hold dear. And that war has been waged in America's public school classrooms. We have now taught, for 22 years now, we have taught American children that America is not an exceptional nation, that we are responsible for all the world's problems, that our founding documents are tainted with the sin of slavery, that our founding fathers were a bunch of racists who hated black people, who hated Indian people. Pardon me, Native Americans. Pardon me, indigenous people. I'm trying. Bear with me. I'm just a white guy. And the list goes on and on and on and on. We have raised for the past 22 years, you think about this now, for the past 22 years, we have waged this war on the minds of American school children. And we've told these kids, do not be proud of this country. You be suspicious of the white man. You be suspicious of the Constitution. You be suspicious of the rule of law. What do they say? That minorities, people of color, can't get a fair shake in the judicial system. And now suddenly we're surprised that people that are supposed to keep confidences are now breaking those confidences and breaking those trust. And the reality here is that the person who did that, or the people who did that, think they were doing a noble thing. So the question is, who did it? Was it a law clerk? Was it a staff member? Or, as I have been hearing rumblings, that the most liberal of the justices, one Sonia Sotomayor, may in fact somehow be involved in all of this. Now, hopefully we're going to get to the bottom of it. I'm glad they didn't send in the FBI, because they'd never get to the bottom of it. As a matter of fact, the FBI would probably try to stage another insurrection. But that's a story for another day. So we're going to find out who did this. I have no doubt about that. It'll take a little bit of time, but we're going to find out who did it. But the question now is why? Why did this leak? And I have a theory about that, too. Now, Joe Biden, even though he may be senile and suffering from dementia, he's not stupid. The Democrats know they've got a big problem on their hands. They see the polling data, folks. They see it, and they're terrified. They know what's coming. They know they could lose in historic numbers in the fall. They know that it is over for the Democrat Party. It's done. They're finished. It's over. Kaput. So you better believe the Democrats are sitting around trying to figure out, okay, how do we gin up the base? I mean, you've got inflation out the wazoo. People can't pay for groceries. They can't buy gasoline. You've got small business owners. The polling data shows most black Americans are now beginning to look at the Republican Party, as are the Hispanics. The border is overrun, and the Democrats need a solution, and they need something that will mobilize and generate the base to get out and vote in the midterm elections. And that's why they leaked this thing, folks. This is sheer politics, because they know what's about to happen. They know that this mob is going to take to the streets. And just like the Black Lives Matter crowd, we're going to be suffering through a summer of mostly peaceful protest. Cities will burn down. There will be people who will be left bloodied and beaten in the streets. Pro-lifers will be targeted, and I have no doubt they will try and target our Supreme Court justices and their families. And I certainly hope that security has been ramped up, because we're dealing with some very dangerous people. But, Todd, they're just good-hearted Americans, and they just disagree. No. These are people who believe we should slaughter babies on their birthday. These are monsters. They are evil. They have no regard for life. And you better believe they're going to be marching in the streets. I mean, just last night. And by the way, did you notice this? A couple of days ago. Folks, I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy going on here. A couple of days ago, somebody at the White House press briefing just asked a random question about abortion to Jen Psaki. Why at that moment did they ask that question? And then all of a sudden, just a few minutes after the leak came out, you had literally hundreds of people just showing up spontaneously at the steps of the Supreme Court, barricades already up. They already had their signs made. How did that happen? Nobody's that fast. It's almost as if, somebody told them ahead of time. So we'll see how all this plays out. At the end of the day, it's great news for America, great news for the unborn. It's great news for the Republican Party. It's great news for the pro-lifers. Now, the question is, how is this going to play out in places like Pennsylvania, where Dr. Oz is pro-abortion? We're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Who do you think's responsible for leaking this bad boy? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
Well, I don't have to tell you folks, America is facing huge challenges. Soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, the worsening crisis at our southern border, and radical ideas being forced on our children. Folks, it's time to join forces with an organization that loves America. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented and fight every day to represent your interest on Capitol Hill with the AMAC Advocacy Team. So join today. Go to amac.us/Stearns and start receiving amazing benefits like discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. For just $16 a year, you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you can be one too. Go to amac.us/Stearns and join or renew today.
This abortion law goes beyond a woman's issue, and it goes beyond anything you can ever imagine. The societal implications of this are going to be insane. The amount of pain and damage this is going to cause, and the full ability to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body. And we're going back into a Handmaid's Tale society here.
All of you women who sat home, all you young girls adults over 18 years old who did not go out and vote, who did not think that you need to protect your womb. We're now back in the dark ages.
Brace yourselves, ladies. I'm with you. My heart is just broken. I don't understand why this country hates women so much. I just don't understand it. We'll get through this. We'll figure out a way.
No more joking about it being a Handmaid's Tale. It will be.
Wow. The good news here, apparently the nation finally understands, and specifically the left, they seem to now understand what a woman is. So if you're looking for a silver lining, aside from the fact that we're going to stop slaughtering unborn little girls, and by the way, they talk about women's rights. What about the rights of those little tiny baby girls to be born and to live their lives? What about that, America? So Laura Ingraham last night, she was fired up. Ingraham on her Fox News Channel show. Here's Cut 5.
It is not up to a law clerk or any employee of the court to leak a decision in what is a naked attempt to try to change the outcome. I was a Supreme Court law clerk, and I know because I saw it. Opinions go back and forth. Drafts of opinions go back and forth. Language changes. Sometimes even votes might change. And through the entirety of the court's history, no matter how controversial or disruptive the court's decisions have been, none of those draft opinions ever leaked. You know why? Because everyone in that building understood that was a line that could never be crossed. And it is a sad commentary that someone in that building took it upon himself or herself to totally usurp the role of the justices and hijack the court's deliberative process.
All right, there, and she's not wrong, and it's clear that whoever gave the okay to leak this draft was doing so to not only intimidate the other justices. Now, imagine, I want you to think about this, and we've talked about procedure at the Supreme Court. Now, typically, after there is a court case, and for example, Coach Joe Kennedy was at the court last week, the judges will meet in chambers and they will typically come up with a decision at that just a few days or even sometimes a few hours after hearing all the arguments. And so then they spend the rest of the time, several months, writing their opinions, writing the dissent. And then it's typically released in the summertime. And so we were actually expecting this Mississippi case to be announced sometime over the summer. That was how things normally happen. But whoever leaked this knew that this would be the gasoline to ignite a firestorm across America. And they wanted that to happen. But there's another political component of this, folks. This is going to give Biden, and by the way, the president was speaking out on this, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But Biden, this will give him the opportunity to pack the court. That this has been on the table. They took it off the table. It's going to be back on the table, and they're going to try to shove this through the Congress before the midterm elections because they know the clock's ticking. So here's President Biden just a little while ago.
What all basic mainstream religions have historically concluded, that the existence of a human life and being is a question. Is it at the moment of conception? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? Is it quickening, like Aquinas argued? I mean, so the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
The midterms. What does this mean for the Democrats' argument in the midterms?
I haven't thought that through yet.
All right. So here you just heard the President of the United States, armchair theologian, say that God supports abortion. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm surprised there was not a thunderstorm immediately over Andrews Air Force Base and a lightning bolt did not come down from the heavens. So I want to be clear with all of our listeners. I believe that life begins at conception. And at that moment, hands off. God's in control. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. President Biden says that God, all the religions of the world, support abortion. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008. Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, hello all of you beautiful people out there. And look, I think it's a great day for pro-lifers. It's a pretty lousy day for the rule of law inside the Supreme Court building. And how would you like to be working in the Supreme Court right now? I mean, you don't know who's going to be leaking what about you. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have Mike Davis with us from the Article 3 Project. Mike, saw you last night on Fox News. You were fired up, sir. Your reaction and your response to this unprecedented leak last night.
Yeah, so thank you for having me on. I clerked for Justice Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. I served as the chief counsel for nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, where my portfolio included oversight over the federal judiciary. I have never seen anything like this. I think this is the first time in the Supreme Court's history that a draft opinion has leaked out before it was issued by the court. And it's pretty clear to me what's going on here. I think there is someone in that court, maybe a liberal law clerk, who is unhappy with how the court is going to rule on this Dobbs case overturning Roe and overturning Casey. So this person has taken it upon this person's own initiative to blow up the Supreme Court's legitimacy. And it's just, here's the problem, though. It's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. It's actually going to backfire. It's going to have the opposite effect of what this person intended. It's going to make maybe waffling conservative justices come home. The Chief Justice just put out a statement that he's going to have the Marshal of the Supreme Court do an investigation on this. They're going to find out who leaked this, and this person is going to get fired. This person's probably going to be disbarred, and this person might be prosecuted for federal crimes like stolen property and maybe obstruction of justice.
Mike, I'm curious. You say this is unprecedented. Is it possible that, I mean, do you think we're going to be able to find out who did this?
Well, this is what could happen. There is a nearly 200-member police force that the Supreme Court has, the Supreme Court police. They also work very closely, and they have for over a century, with the U.S. Marshal Service, which is a Justice Department agency. They could bring in these officials and interview every single law clerk. Each of the nine justices have 4 to 5 law clerks. Each of the nine justices have up to three administrative aides. Those are the most likely people who would have had access to these draft opinions and to the internal deliberations that Politico reported in its peaks. And so you sit everyone down for interviews. You take sworn statements from every single one of these people. You maybe even polygraph them if you have to, but you get to the bottom. You subpoena their phone records. You subpoena their emails, their personal phone records, their personal emails, and you get to the bottom of this. They need to get to the bottom of this because this was a direct attack on the independence of the Supreme Court on a monumental case. And for the court's integrity, they have to get this resolved. This is the first time this has ever happened. The court, in order for the court to function, you have to have 9 justices, their 4 to 5 law clerks, and their 3 administrative aides constantly collaborating and discussing these cases before they're issued. And if you shatter that trust, the Supreme Court cannot function.
Is it possible that a Supreme Court justice could have been involved in this?
I mean, it's possible, but it's not likely. I mean, that would be so highly unusual. The justices get along so well, but it would be so unusual. I will say that this has been an unusual year with leaks at the Supreme Court.
What, Justice Breyer, the whole retirement debacle.
Justice Breyer's retirement, the whole mask gate nonsense with my former boss, Justice Gorsuch. There's been a lot leaking out of the Supreme Court. And I think it's an unusually leaky year out of the Supreme Court. And that indicates to me that there is a law clerk who is going rogue in that building.
Mike, is this irreparable? Will the Supreme Court be able to bounce back from this?
It's the Chief Justice. You know, the conservatives may have various thoughts on the Chief Justice, but he is a very strong leader when it comes to protecting the institution, protecting the integrity of the Supreme Court. This damaged the Supreme Court, but they're certainly going to bounce back. It's certainly reparable, and the Chief Justice will ensure this gets fixed, and he's already starting to do that by putting up a statement saying that the marshal of the Supreme Court is going to investigate this. It's very important to resist calls by Congress or the executive branch to stick their nose in this thing. You do not want the camel's nose under the tent. You do not want the political branches sticking their nose into the internal operations of the Supreme Court unless they are asked by the court itself and in a very limited and deputized manner. So even if you brought in the U.S. Marshal Service from the Justice Department to assist the marshal and to assist the Supreme Court police, you need to make sure that they're deputized under the marshal of the Supreme Court. You do not want to set a precedent where the political branches can go in there and investigate the Supreme Court, especially internal deliberations.
Mike, we've got about 60 seconds here. Why now? Why leak something like this now? What do you think the intent was?
I think the intent is to make justices, conservative justices who may be waffling or undecided on overturning Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey to get scared off of it. And that is obstruction of justice. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. It's going to make those justices more sure of their decision.
Now, from a practical standpoint here, the justices typically decide, they get together and decide right after arguments. Is it possible for them to change their mind? Is there a certain time period they can do that?
They can change their mind up until the opinion is issued. They're not bound by the decision at conference. There's been reporting that the Chief Justice changed his mind on Obamacare. So that's certainly could happen. Remember that President Obama infamously put political pressure on the Supreme Court, including at the State of the Union address over Obamacare. I think the justices, for purposes of judicial independence, they need to forcefully fight back against this. I actually think the Supreme Court should issue the opinion immediately, even if they have to say that concurring or dissenting opinions will follow. They need to get out the decision immediately. That way people know that justices are not up for grabs. That way they know that nothing they can do to these justices will change the result of this. And that protects the justices. It protects the integrity of the court.
I'm with you. I mean, we all know what's going to happen, and we can't let that influence the decision. I don't think it would one way or the other, but I'm with you. I think they need to go ahead and release the opinion.
Yeah, get the opinion out. Even if it's per curiam, get it out.
Mike, we got to get you out by 42, and we're a few seconds late, but, man, we really appreciate you coming on the program. Great job last night on the channel. Great job today on this program.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike Davis, everybody, from Article 3 Project. And we've got Mike's info over on the website, article3project.org. As you heard, he clerked for Justice Gorsuch at the Supreme Court. And Mike says this was an attempt to intimidate conservative justices. And you just think about this, and this is a very shrewd play here. And that's why I'm wondering if it really just a clerk who decided on their own to do that? Grace, you're shaking your head. You look dubious here. You think there's something bigger going on?
Oh, I think it's all political. I think they're going to try to use intimidation and ahead of the midterms, especially.
That's it. They know that these conservative justices, all God-fearing people, mm-hmm. are going to watch as the cities burn. And you know what's going to happen. They're going to take to the streets. There's going to be violence. People are going to get beaten up. Businesses are going to burn. And these justices are thinking, well, we didn't think that was going to happen. Maybe we should just, leave things be.
It'll be the fiery but mostly peaceful protest of 2020 all over again.
That's it. You're absolutely right. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's take a call before we go to break. Galen, Columbus, Kansas, on the line. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. First of all, Grace is a gem.
Yeah, we try not to tell her that, Galen, because she gets the big head. So, but it's a great point.
Yeah. Todd, I 100% agree with you that life begins at conception. And our comments that the president made, he's delusional. The man's not, he's being puppetized. He's a puppet. But Todd, we have got to do away with Roe versus Wade. It's against God, the creator of heavens and earth, and is an abomination to him to think that a baby that he created, that we are destroying that life. And Todd, I just pray that all Christians out there would rise up and show the demonic forces that are trying to be in control that they're nothing, that God is greater. And Christians, it's time for us to raise up. We've been painted, the pro-life has been painted as radicals. We're not radical. We're not. We're God-fearing, life-loving people and we're created by God in his image. Todd, this has got to stop. It looks to me like, and after hearing Mike talk, it ought to be pretty simple to find out where the leak came from and then dealt with to the full force of what laws we have in place.
Galen, my money's on Sotomayor's office. That's where, and those are the rumblings. That's what people are saying. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of official posts that were deleted. Maybe somebody said something they shouldn't have said, but I think that's where it came from. But I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I would not be surprised if, and again, it sounds conspiratorial, but I wouldn't be surprised if Obama was in on this in some capacity.
I agree also. I do, Todd.
All right.
We've got to stop this.
Galen, gotta run, my friend. Thanks for the call, and sorry about that. We got to keep it short there. We got a break here.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. Well, I feel a heck of a lot better now. Edward writes in, good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. He's over on the Facebook page. Edward is. I'm not. I'm here in the studio. Good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. Indian is fine. I'm Indian. I was raised in a predominantly Indian community, and that's what I grew up hearing. It's this younger woke crowd that gets their drawers in a wad if you don't use Native American or Indigenous people. Well, that's good to know. Indians just roll off the Indian just rolls off the lips easier. As a matter of fact, we shorten it and call ourselves Indans. Indians? Indans. Have a blessed day, sir. Edward, thank you very much. And thank you for clearing that up. I'm gonna pin that on the Facebook, Edward, so the next time I get hate mail, I will quote you studiously. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Alice in Arkansas. Alice, what's going on?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Starnes, for taking my call. My heart aches, Mr. Starnes. The Bible says one of the abominations of God is hands that shed innocent blood. The Bible also says that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God, Mr. Starnes, America's forgotten God. They don't fear him like they should.
Okay, well, Alice, let me look. I know I get the emotion in your voice there. It's a bad situation, Alice. You know, we get out there and we ask God to bless America. And, you know, one of the things that's really rubbed me the wrong way, and Alice, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. One of the things that really rubs me the wrong way, we ask God to bless America. Meanwhile, we're killing, what, 30, 40 million babies a year? It's unbelievable. I think we ought to be praying, God have mercy on America. Maybe this is, maybe Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are God's, that's God's judgment on America. Maybe God is punishing us for aborting all of these babies, killing all of these babies. Maybe that's the punishment. Oh, here's Pocahontas. Man, she's on the warpath. Oh, can we say that? I don't know. Elizabeth Warren, Indian outlaw. Here she is out in front of the Supreme Court.
I am angry and upset, and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land. We need to do that. We have a right. Extremists, we've heard enough from the extremists, and we're tired of them.
Thank you, Senator. You know who I feel bad for here? We got another clip of Pocahontas. We're going to get to that shortly. I feel bad for Mr. Pocahontas. You know, I mean, here this guy, I don't know what what Mr. Pocahontas does for a living? I don't know. But Mr. Pocahontas, coming home from a hard day's work, and in comes Elizabeth Warren, just hotter than a red hornet. And he's basically, hi, honey, how's it going? We can't slaughter babies anymore. We can't sell their body parts anymore at Planned Parenthood, the Walmart of abortion clinics. Woe is me. Woe is me. And poor Mr. Pocahontas just wants to sit down in the Barca Lounger and, you know, pop open a cold one and eat a sandwich. Nobody wants to come home to that. Come on. Jeez, Lou. So we've got, coming up, we've got our good buddy Ray Richardson from WLOB. He's been following this story for years, and Ray's going to call in. Governor Mike Huckabee's dropping by, Senator Rand Paul, and former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. And, of course, your calls as we work through these crazy days. Folks, I'm telling you, it is going to be an ugly summer. And these abortions, look, these are people that literally rip the limbs off of little tiny babies and they sell them on the black market. We're talking about monsters. And now they're about to be unleashed on the streets of our cities. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Check that out. We got some great stories up there today. We'll be right back, America. Does it make sense that the same company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is more powerful than most countries are, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. So it's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts, and that's why I use ExpressVPN. Just think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked and data mined. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, something big tech can use to personally identify you. So ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. So stop handing your personal data to big tech. Go to expressvpn.com/starns to get 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/starns.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour two underway. What a crazy day. Here I was thinking, you know what, we're going to have a nice, leisurely summer before we plow into the big midterm elections, and that is clearly not the case. And I would encourage you folks, if you live in a major city, especially with a bunch of liberals, and if you've got a bunch of those feminist gals, the ones who wear the Mexican man shoes and the hemp sweaters, if I were you, I'd check up on your insurance policy. Because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly this summer. I'm just saying. We got a lot going on this hour of the program. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. I do want to go to the phones. We got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on what happened last night, the big leak of the Supreme Court draft. And it really is unprecedented. And I want to go to Georgia. Tom listening to us on WDUN. And I think Tom has an interesting an interesting idea of how to qualify what happened yesterday. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Well, my goodness. I didn't expect this kind of thing to happen. It kind of brought me back to the days when I was in college and studied the, of course, I didn't always pay attention, but the three branches of government. You know, they've gone after our legislative branch, left and right, for many, many decades now, and then the executive branch, which is the president, and now I think we're under attack with the judicial, which is the Supreme Court. And I think you called it right a while ago. You said it's an insurrection. I think it is an attack.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, when I saw that crowd out there, interestingly, the barricades had already been put up. Everybody knows how this is going to go down. And I'm really concerned about our Supreme Court justices and their families, because they will be targeted here.
Well, you know, I think it's not necessarily about the abortion issue in Roe. I think it's that they were not so successful in the other two branches, and maybe let's go after the real base, you know, the judicial. And that could cascade down all the way down to local. Of course, you know that. The legal issues.
And to that point, Tom, this is where it becomes imperative that we elect good people, good rock-solid constitutionalists to the state legislatures, because that's where a lot of this is going to play out. Tom, we got to run. God bless you, and thanks for that call. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Our good buddy, Ray Richardson, WLOB, great morning show host, program director, radio guru. Ray, how's it going up there in Maine?
You know, none of that is true. I'm just a short, fat, white guy with a microphone. You know that.
You got to take the compliments, Richardson. You got to do it, man.
Well, I'm less fat. I'm down 41, Todd. You know, we're waiting for you to come back up here and eat some good food with us, so I'm getting ready for your next appearance.
I love it.
Hey, this is such... I know a lot of people are looking at it from this was leaked and unprecedented. I got to tell you, Todd, I'm 60 years old. I have prayed every day for as long as I can remember for God to give our justices the courage to end this scourge on our society. And I'm so emotional about this. I woke up this morning in tears at 1 o'clock, just hoping and praying that this was an authentic draft and that these justices will hold firm. I actually ended up praying on the air this morning with my audience that God will strengthen and protect these five justices so that we can see the end of Roe v. Wade in our country.
Yeah, Ray, I think it's going to be a glorious day, and I'm very encouraged. I like what Mike Davis said earlier in the show. He says that the Chief Justice needs to go ahead, release the opinion, say the dissenting views, the concurring views will come later, but we've got to get this out there since it's already out there, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And many people are saying maybe this was a ploy for Democrats to rev up the base. The truth is this decision was coming out in the next 2 months no matter what. So it was going to happen before the election. I just hope and pray that these justices stay safe and they're strong. I have spoken about this for the last 30 years. I've written about it. I've spoken at pro-life conventions. I had the privilege one time, Todd, you won't even believe this. I had the privilege one time to speak behind Dr. Alveda King, who, as you know, is a great pro-life warrior in this country. And she can sing, and she is such a great speaker. And I walk out to this massive room where people are everywhere, and I'm like, I've got to follow that. But the reason I wanted to talk to you today, I wanted to share this very quickly, because for me, this is all about faith. I believe every life that has ever been created is a precious gift from God, that we're all unique and precious in His sight. And when we have four children, when we had our third child, the doctors told my wife, don't get pregnant again. The baby won't make it, and you most likely won't make it either. And about 10 days before we found out my wife was pregnant with our fourth child, Dee Dee had a dream. And we were at my oldest son's graduation, and there was this beautiful blonde-haired girl who was 10 years old, which would be the right age, tugging on her coat saying, Mama, Mama, Mama. And she turns to her and looks at her, and she could see her face so clearly. And she said, Elizabeth, this is Tripp's day, because he was graduating. And we knew that was a message from God, that this child was supposed to be born, and that this was another blessing from God. She's 23 now, and she has been such a blessing in our life. And, you know, if there had been some doctor or Planned Parenthood, and we weren't people of faith counseling us, no, 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 don't carry this baby, my daughter, Elizabeth, would not be alive. Her husband wouldn't have her now, and the future they have together and what they may do would never have happened. So, you know, I don't blame women. I think women often are victims of the culture that just tells us that people and everything else, marriage is a throwaway. So I'm just glad our government, our federal government, if this is all true, will no longer be saying that not all life is precious, that not all life matters, and that not all life is a precious gift from God.
Well said. Well, Ray, just a beautiful story, and well said, sir. And by the way, I know Susan Collins is a bit discombobulated right now, but I'm sure she'll get over it.
Yeah, the senator and I are good friends, and I respect her. This is an area that we do not agree on at all. But, you know, you can't agree on everything, and this is one of the places where we disagree.
All right. Ray, always good hearing from you. And by the way, you guys have some of the best listeners there on WLOB.
You know, it's funny, when they call in and you give me a shout-out, our text line lights up. Hey, Starnes, give you another shout-out. I just keep waiting to get a shout-out from Grace Baker. That will make my day.
Grace, what's up with that? Hold on, Ray. Grace, turn your microphone on. What's up with that?
Wait a minute. Now, you get to give the shout-outs, Todd. I don't do that.
Yeah, but you can turn the microphone on.
Okay, well, I'm just what you're saying is I can just randomly take over the show.
You've hurt Ray's feelings.
I'm sorry.
Ray, well, are you okay?
I am, Todd, and I just want you to know, everybody in Maine loves Grace. They love you, Todd, but everybody in Maine loves Grace. They always talk about her.
It's just Merlo. It's always Merlo. People say, oh, we love you, but we really love your dog.
Yeah, there you go.
This
there
is true. Go. All right. Well, Grace, give Ray a shout out.
Shout out to Ray Richardson, WLOB in Maine, the big lobster baby.
Wow, this is a double great day, the end of Roe v. Wade and a Grace Baker shout-out. I love it.
It's a historic day.
It's something. All right, Ray, thanks for the call. Jeez, Alou. You know, it's lobster. You got to drop that R.
Sorry,
the lobster. The big lobster. Like you're lobbing a ball.
Lobster.
Lob. Okay, that's not working.
Sorry. I'll practice on break.
Hey, we got to get through some of these stories. I find this to be fascinating, Grace Baker. This is from the University of Central Florida. A student there at the University of Central Florida was reported in September of 2019 to the school's bias response team because he referred to older people as boomers. He did this on Facebook, and somebody complained and called it an ageist slur. Is that true? Boomers is now, because I'm a Gen Xer.
Yeah.
I'm not a boomer.
I thought you were a boomer for some reason.
Okay, you go stand in the corner. I'm a Gen Xer. This is clearly a violation of the student code of conduct. My parents were boomers. This is clearly a violation of the student code of conduct. Should not be tolerated by the university any more than calling someone a racial slur. So they're saying the boomer word, the B word, is as bad as the N word.
Well, you know, it's funny. I feel like older people are always complaining that young people are sensitive, but it sounds like this person is very sensitive. And also the fact that, you know, boomer, I think that they're thinking of, there's this meme called OK Boomer, and it's basically dismissive of old people. So I think that that's why he's taking offense.
OK Boomer. Is that it? Is
okay,
that
how boomer.
You, OK Boomer.
Yeah. So like if an old person says something you don't like or don't agree with, you'll say, OK Boomer.
All right. So I just want to be clear, at the University of Central Florida, the B word, boomer, is just as bad as the N word, which nobody can say unless you're a rap star. Or Quentin Tarantino. I just want to make sure
that's in the rule book.
All right, just want to be clear. All right, you know what? Let's go to Bill in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, the Mighty 990. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Good morning. This is just coming to you from a proud boomer, and I just love that conversation because I could make a whole tirade out of that. I am a boomer. I'm proud. I followed the generation that built the country. And, you know, Todd, there's not a lot of us, but, well, there are quite a few of us left, but I'm just proud to be a boomer, but that wasn't why I called. The Supreme Court thing I was telling Grace, by the way, Grace, you can give me a shout out too. My foundation, thank you.
Oh, what in the world is going on here, Bill? This is the Todd Starnes show. She's going to be wanting a pay raise now.
I'm telling you, you guys got me started.
Oh, jeez, Alou.
Supreme Court thing, I'm kind of pragmatic, I guess, and a little more observant than some, but this just seems contrived to me because those people that are protesting were out there early before anybody was even supposed to know, and they weren't supposed to know because it wasn't even supposed to be leaked, that draft was being created. So this whole thing just seems to me like it was planned. They already had their signs to save the babies. I mean, not save the babies, but save abortion and, you know, don't stop Roe v. Wade, whatever all those signs say. And they were ready for something. So it just seems to me like somebody had told the crowd somewhere that this was going to happen I'm going to leak this document, and you guys just need to be here and be ready for it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, these were professional protesters, Bill, and you're right. I mean, they just, as soon as the leak happened, boom, they were there. And I'm not sure why they were there. It's not like there wasn't anybody inside the Supreme Court building. That made absolutely no sense. But they were there till at least, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, protesting right. And using all sorts of filthy language and behaving like a bunch of animals.
Yep. And they use that language, Todd, because they don't have anything intelligent to say. They don't have a good argument. You can't say, yeah, I'm okay with, well, they can, and they do, but they say it in a foul way. They're okay with killing babies, but they have to say it foul because they don't have a good argument, so they got to use foul language to make their point.
All right. And yeah, that's
just
true.
Does that little bit of intellect that these people have, and they're showing, I think, you know, there's an old saying I wish I could remember about your IQ, and not yours, but theirs.
Well, you're a boomer, Bill. You know, the memory kind of comes and goes.
Well, you know, I've only been 29 for quite a few times now.
Well, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Bill, we got to run and take a break here. Good hearing from you, sir, and thanks for listening to KWAM, 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, it's primary day here in Memphis and also Ohio. We're going to be talking with Senator Rand Paul. Also, our good buddy Mike Huckabee is going to be dropping by a little bit later on. And again, your calls, 844-747-8868. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go right now to our website, and I want you to download my podcast. You're going to love this thing. I know a lot of you, you're working during the noon hour. You can't listen to the full show. All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com and click on the podcast. And there are all sorts of different ways, Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, you name it. There are plenty of ways for you to download the podcast. And the best part of all, it's free of charge. We don't charge you a penny for that. Toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Grace Baker, I know you were all over this because you're like a fashionista. The Big Met Gala was last night.
Yeah, I don't even watch it live. I just, you know, look up pictures after the fact and judge the outfits. That's pretty much what I do.
So all sorts of people were there. You know, Mrs. Bill Clinton.
Oh,
was
yeah.
There. People, you know, people ask me, Todd, why do you do that? I mean, Todd, that's kind of, you know.
Todd.
Is really? But I want to explain why. I feel like I should be obligated to explain why, because I'm not a sexist pig. But I do think we have to address, you know, the feminazis whenever they, as Rush Limbaugh so called them, whenever they get riled up. And the reason why I call Hillary Clinton Mrs. Bill Clinton is because she did not get to where she was on her own standing.
Fair enough.
She got there because she was married to the president of the United States. She got there because she was married to the governor of Arkansas.
You're not wrong.
So Mrs. Bill Clinton.
There you go.
Quite frankly, Bill Clinton deserves the honor as much as she does. She just tagged along.
I didn't see any pictures of him there. Just her.
No, I noticed something. I mean, the outfits are kind of weird. It was like a dystopian society kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was kind of giving me Hunger Games vibes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the Capitol people that like, and they dress up and they're like above everybody else. And it's just really bizarre outfits, like really bizarre.
So I don't know if you noticed this, but the servants, the slaves that were there to do everything for all the celebrities,
the help
is what they I called them slaves.
Or the, you know, district people from District 13, yeah. District 12.
Technically, they're not slaves because they're getting paid.
Yeah, but the way they're being treated.
But they're being treated like slaves. I mean, it's terrible. And so everybody is out there, all the celebrities, the mayor of New York City.
Eric Adams.
What was he dressed like? It was like some sort of a gun thing?
It was so weird because I don't even really get why this was why he thought this looked like ending gun violence, but his outfit was supposed to represent ending gun violence.
And Hillary Clinton had like graffiti on her dress. She was like all these women she admires.
It was embroidery.
So she embroidered all these women she admires. Maybe the Indigo Girls.
Sacagawea.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
There were all kinds of
Billie
people
Jean
on there.
King.
Her mother's name was on there.
Picking a trend here. It's, anyway, maybe we shouldn't read anything into that.
Mm-mm.
But I'm curious, though, why did all of the slaves have to wear the face burkas and all of the celebrities did not?
Rules
did you
for
notice
thee,
that?
But not for me. But that's, all I got to say is Blake Lively stole the show dressed as the Statue of Liberty. She was beautiful, as always. Everyone else looked like pale in comparison.
Well, how can you tell? They were all wearing black face burkas. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8860. Oh, we're not supposed to call them slaves. Whoops, my bad.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Children they have. Well, I am here because I am angry, and I am here because the United States Congress can change all of this.
Yes.
Angry but committed. Understand this. I have seen the world where abortion is illegal. And we are not going back.
Woo!
Not ever.
No.
Woo! So say it with me. We are not going back.
We are not going back.
Not ever.
Is that a dude?
Not ever.
Not ever.
No.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Never.
Never.
Sweet Lord. Holy cow. Now that is a hissy fit right there. By the way, did you hear that? So was somebody banging the bongos in the background? That was very appropriate for Pocahontas. Just happened moments ago at the Supreme Court. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor Huckabee, I am so sorry you had to hear that. I mean, wow.
I'm sorry. I had to hear that as well. That sounds like an irrational squealing by somebody who desperately needs to be taken to a hospital, given medication, and for heaven's sakes, stop, take a deep breath. That's going to be a person who blows a gasket right there.
I feel bad for Mr. Warren, to be honest with you. Hey, honey, how was your day?
Yeah.
That's not going to be
that
good.
Refrigerator, and you remember when she was getting him a beer?
A beer!
Yeah.
I remember.
She should go home. I don't even drink beer, never have. But I tell you, if I lived with her, I'd be having a bunch of them.
We call those Baptist martinis, Governor.
You know, in all seriousness, Todd, that's rather disturbing when
that
a person is that adamant toward the right to kill an unborn child. And I hope people will not forget that this issue is not about a woman's right to choose, because they make it sound so euphemistic. It's that a woman wants to be able to end the life of her own baby for very personal, economic, or reasons of social disruption to her life. And those are not really good reasons to take the life of another human being. And if we ever could just accept the fact that the baby inside that mother is a person, it is unique. It is not an extension of the mother. It's not like the appendix or a kidney or the gallbladder. It does not even share the same DNA as the mother. It may not have the same blood type. It's a separate human being. And the fact that for all of these years since 1973, we thought it okay that a person could just say, you know, I wanted to have sex, but I don't want the consequences, which is having a baby. I'll just take the baby's life and be done with it. And what people also need to know, and I learned this when I was a pastor, there is a deep sense of regret, grief, and extraordinary guilt that comes, usually somewhere between 10 and 30 years after the abortion. And not everyone has that guilt. Some respond with anger and bitterness, and they fight back with the kind of rage we just heard. But sometimes people are deeply hurt and wounded. And the reason that you're seeing more young women be pro-life than their mothers and grandmothers is because they're better educated, and they know that that is not a clump of cells. It is not a wad of tissue. It is a baby. It has a heartbeat. It has fingers and toes. And you can't escape that.
You know, Governor, aside from the leak of the draft from Justice Alito, I have concerns about the integrity of the Supreme Court now. And it clearly somebody wanted to intimidate the conservative justices on the court by leaking this.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, except that the left maybe is using this to gin up the support for the election, because they certainly have nothing else to encourage people with. It's not they can say, go and keep us in power. Your gasoline has doubled in price since we took over. We'll really take it to a new level. You can't say, gee, do you like paying high prices for groceries? It'll only get worse with us. What can you say? We'll keep our borders open and let people stream across, bringing fentanyl that'll kill your grandkids and maybe bring human traffickers that will exploit sexually 9-year-old girls. What are you going to run on? So this is a way they can change the subject. But the damage that they've done to the court, and really the damage they've done to themselves, let's look at it this way. This was an attempted insurrection. If January 6th of 2021 was an insurrection because there were people who tried to overturn the flow of government and overturn its orderly processes, this is nothing less than an insurrection. And I demand that Nancy Pelosi convene a panel. Go ahead and get your pet Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, on there. But let's look into it, find out who did it, and demand that they be consequenced to the full extent of the law. And by the way, what the person was trying to overcome, the big lie, and Elizabeth Warren and others continue to say it, is that somehow the repeal of Roe v. Wade outlaws abortion. Todd, it does not. It simply returns it back where it should have been and where it was prior to Roe v. Wade, and that's with the states. So what happened basically last night, you just made 50 governors the most powerful people in America when it comes to the issue of abortion, because their leadership in their respective states with elected legislative representatives will determine the future of abortion rather than 9 unelected people in black robes.
And keep in mind, Governor, this is something that Gavin Newsom, the mayor or the governor of California, actually wants to make an industry. It's a vacation industry. Come to California, have your abortion, hang out for a few days, And he said they're actually going to build a firewall around their state to protect that right. So to your point, this does not outlaw abortion. It lets the states decide the issue as they should have done in the first place.
The ultimate way to get rid of abortion, and I pray we one day get there, is that we invoke the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendment by recognizing that the unborn child is a person. And according to the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments to the Constitution, no person can be deprived of life or liberty without due process. But 62 million unborn babies were deprived both life and liberty, and they didn't have due process. The decision was made solely by a birth mother, or what would have been a birth mother, and an abortionist who got paid to carry out a procedure to take the unborn child's life.
Governor, real quick, coming up on the big show this weekend in Nashville, what's on Huckabee?
Well, this week we are going to have Coach Joe Kennedy. He'll be talking to us about that other classic Supreme Court case that's pending, which is whether or not a coach can voluntarily go to the middle of the football field at the end of a game and pray. And if some of the students want to join him, are they welcome to? It's a really classic religious liberty case. Kelly Shackelford from Liberty Institute will also be joining Coach Kennedy. Natalie Grant will be our vocal entertainment of the week.
Oh, she's good.
It's going to be a show. Don't miss it.
Oh, I like Natalie Grant. I saw her at Carnegie Hall once in just an unbelievable concert.
Oh, she's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
All right. Well, Governor, always good talking to you. Glad to have you back on the show, and we'll see you on TV this weekend.
Thank you, Todd. Take care, my friend.
All right. Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody. Good guy right there, and good to get him back on the program. Some breaking news from California. This I just don't understand. A pro-life Spider-Man is now scaling a 60-story building. We're going to have this on the website. This is from Fox 10, KTVU in San Francisco, rather Fox 2, rather. A man who describes himself as pro-life Spider-Man was seen scaling the 60th-floor Salesforce Tower. It was a wild scene captured on video. My man, one man said on Twitter, showing the pro-lifer climbing with a smile on his face, 970-foot-tall building. That's the tallest building in the city. Why? Why is he doing? I don't understand why. That doesn't sound very pro-life to me. That's almost tempting fate right there. Anyway, San Francisco Fire Department not very happy. They're saying that the guy, pro-life Spider-Man, is placing firefighters in danger, as well as the public. I mean, if the guy falls, you know, can you imagine some poor kid on the street? Mommy, what happened to Spider-Man? Splat. There you go. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our great friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And, man, do they have a great product. Folks, it is time to stop supporting folks like AT&T and Verizon. They're out there funding a lot of radical liberal organizations, but not our friends over at Patriot Mobile. As a matter of fact, they donate money to organizations that we care about, organizations that are fighting for religious liberty and the Second Amendment. And they have terrific coverage. They've got a plan to fit any budget, along with some incredible discounts for first responders, veterans. You have multiple lines. They're going to give you a great discount, too. And it's super easy to switch. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, listen up. They're going to ask you for a promo code. Use my first name, Todd, and they're going to hook you up with some great deals.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances.
Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
So we just saw the video of pro-life Spider-Man. So he's dressed in civilian attire. Just kind of, he should at least have a mask on, right? I don't get that. Anyway, he is making his way up the side of the tallest skyscraper in San Francisco to make some sort of a point. I don't know. I don't understand. I do not understand. By the way, there is some concern among those on the left. Based on the reading of Justice Alito's draft opinion, that the Supreme Court decision could endanger gay marriage. So, in other words, the Supreme Court could reverse gay marriage. President Biden says he's very alarmed that same-sex marriage could eventually be overturned. He says it concerns me a great deal. It concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide that a woman doesn't have the right to choose. But a woman does have the right to choose. She can just, but if she lives in Tennessee, she's going to have to choose in California because we don't kill babies in Tennessee. Biden goes on to say, if the decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision. The idea that we're going to make a judgment that's going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think, goes way overboard. And he also suggested that the court could rule on other cases, including who you marry. Do you think that's a wise idea for the court to do? Do you think the court should go back and reverse Obergefell and get back to, and again, I mean, what the Supreme Court did, and you may disagree with the court ruling, but this is the reality. God defined marriage as between one man and one woman. That's God. The Supreme Court turned around and said, no, we know better than God. And this is how we're going to define marriage. I mean, that's you may disagree with the ruling, but the reality is those are the facts behind this case. And now they're saying, well, it turns out that gay marriage could be on the table. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. And by the way, going back, before we go to Lester in Georgia, let me point out, and I know short-term memory loss is a severe problem in this country, but gay marriage was not extremely popular back in 2008. As a matter of fact, When it went to a vote in California to legalize gay marriage, it failed. In California, one of the most liberal of all of our states, gay marriage failed. And if you look at where we are now, a lot of that is just from flat-out indoctrination in the classrooms. I mean, that's all that is. That's why the opinions have changed. It's been forced. These kids have been brainwashed and propagandized in the classroom. Now, you can... I know I get all the hate mail, but it's true. This is when you look at the radical shifts in beliefs on key culture issues of the day, those are not organic changes. Those did not happen over a course of time. They happened almost immediately. And it's because of our public school system. Your kids have been brainwashed. All right, let's go to the phones. Lester, Georgia, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I agree with you what you're saying about the kids learning, being taught wrong in the public schools. But another thing, that the reason things are kind of surging forth like they are right now is Jesus said that in the end times, that which is considered bad will be considered good, and that which is considered good will be considered bad. You know, and looking at that, you know, talking about what Governor Huckabee said a while ago about, you know, the pro-life movement and everything. Me and my wife both are pro-life. We love the Lord. We're pro-life. But I've ministered to many, many women and told them, I believe that you have the right to choose, but you have the right to choose before a life is involved. You have the right to choose not to have unprotected sex. You have the right not to have sex before marriage. You have the right to do a lot of things, but taking a child's life, that's not a right. That's murder. You're either pro-life or you're pro-death. Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. And that's, you can't get more against God. What did Jesus say? He said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And go ahead, sir.
Lester, years ago when I was on Fox News, one of the TV shows, it was a Stuart Varney show. And one of the blondes, they always got mixed up with me. I couldn't remember which one. But anyway, she was off camera. She was not even on the air during the segment, but she was seated across from me. And we were talking about abortion. And I made the point, okay, what is the choice? You know, people don't want to talk about the choice. You know, it's not, oh, we're not pro-abortion, we're pro-choice. Okay, well, what is the choice? And the choice is, you get to decide whether or not your baby lives or dies. That's it. You're either going to kill your baby or you're going to let your baby live. That's the choice. And all of a sudden, Lester, this happened on live television. The female blonde anchorette over at Fox News Channel exploded in rage. I can't take it anymore. I can't stay silent anymore. I have to rebuke you. She tried to rebuke me, and I was very polite, Lester, because, you know, she is a lady. I was very polite, but had to put her in her place. I mean, it's, you know, the facts are facts. You can say it in love, but they don't want to hear the truth, Lester, and that's the problem. Got to run. God bless you, sir. Folks, we'll be right back. Hour three coming up next.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Primary day across America. A lot of folks going to the polls today. You folks in Memphis, Tennessee, across Tennessee, going to the polls, primary day. Same story in Ohio, where we've been watching this slugfest in the Ohio Republican primary. Who is going to replace Senator Rob Portman? The latest poll coming out of the Buckeye State, Trafalgar Group, has J.D. Vance in the lead, but not by much. What, 26.2%? Matt Dolan, Josh Mandel, Mike Gibbons leading the pack there. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us from the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, Senator Rand Paul. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've been on the campaign trail, and Mike Gibbons is your guy in that race. Why do you like Gibbons?
You know, I met Mike Gibbons a couple of years ago when he tried to dislodge Sherrod Brown, which would have been a good thing for the country. But he wasn't successful then, and he decided to do it again this time. But I got to know him. He's a business guy, grew up in a working-class family. Dad was a wrestling coach, was a local athlete, played, you know, football in the Cleveland area. And I don't know, I just think he will be somebody who will put the country first and not be beholden to party leadership, and will do the right thing. And we frankly need more of that. I mean, we're $30 trillion in debt. We need some people with the audacity and boldness to vote against all this crazy spending.
And there does seem to be a problem within Republican circles when it comes to the true conservatives in the race. Now, J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. And I know I love President Trump, Senator. I just don't trust J.D. Vance. I mean, how do you go from calling a president Hitler and his supporters racist and, you know, rednecks to being, you know, the carrier of the MAGA world flag?
you know, I think there should be concern about, you know, whether that's a genuine conversion or not. So, no, I have the same sort of misgivings about it. And I had wished that the former president had stayed out of the race, frankly. And so, no, I just, you know, I made my decision long ago. I've been in Ohio campaign a couple times for Mike Gibbons. I think he'll be a great senator. But, you know, really the thing is among the Republican caucus, that's where we have to really do a better job, because, frankly, we know the Democrats don't care about the debt. They'll tell you that. We've added $6 trillion in the last 2 years. They want to add more. But the thing is the rampant inflation we have now is because we're financing that. You know, the Fed's monetizing that debt. M2 money supply has been going up at about a 15% annualized rate over the last 3 years. And so we've got a big punishment of inflation coming down. And we've got to get some Republicans who actually say, you know what, we need to balance our budget.
No, I'm with you on that, Senator. And that, for me, is the big issue, is fiscal responsibility. We've got to get a handle on that. When you look at how things are going as we move towards the midterms, are you feeling confident that the Republicans might even retake the Senate?
Yeah, I think the wave or the head of steam that Republicans have going into November is almost unprecedented. It's sort of like everything that can go wrong is going wrong for the Biden administration. The pullout from Afghanistan, you know, I was for leaving. The mission was done. But leaving and having 13 of our soldiers die and then in a flailing moment kill some aid worker with a drone, that was just awful. And I think that set the tenor for the administration. But what they really can't escape is everybody filling up their gas every day and seeing the inflation at the pump, the inflation in the grocery store. And, you know, inflation's in your face all the time, every day. And it's hard for them to blame anyone else. They're in charge of all of the government, House, Senate, and the presidency. So I think that's going to attach to them. We're also seeing the Fed raising rates. And I think as we raise rates, one of the historic ways we get out of an inflationary cycle is through a recession. And I'm not in favor of recession. Nobody wants it to happen. But I'm afraid that the policies of borrowing and spending have led us to that. And God forbid, but if we have a recession between now and then, I think it's going to be even worse for the party in charge, the Democrats.
It's getting ugly out there. And I wonder if any of that played into what happened last night at the Supreme Court when Justice Alito's opinion was leaked to the media. That was just an unprecedented moment at the Supreme Court.
You know, I guess if you want to shift the conversation from talking about inflation, that could be a strategy. But the other thing is even the, you know, look at the masks in the airport. All you got to do is look around the airport and see how many people are voluntarily wearing masks.
Yeah.
It's probably 97% of the people aren't wearing masks, and yet the Biden administration is still in court wanting to say, oh, we need to enforce this mandate. It was intriguing to see Fauci's response to it. He says, how dare they? It's none of the business of the courts. In other words, it's none of the business of the courts and the Constitution to decide whether or not his mandate should stick. That kind of arrogance is really, really out of touch, particularly when you look at the faces, the uncovered faces in the airport, when it's left to voluntarism. 97% of us are sick and tired of their mandates.
And you know, Senator, last night they had that big Met Gala. I know that you're up to speed on that. But all the rich and famous, Hillary Clinton, the mayor of New York City, all of them going maskless, and yet all of the servants, the help, they were wearing the masks. Fauci went to the big White House correspondents' party, and he was photographed with just about the entire cast over at CNN, nobody wearing a face mask except the help.
Well, you know, the White House spokeswoman says that it's, you know, they're having hectic days and then maybe they forgot. So the next time you get harassed somewhere to wear a mask, you tell them, you've just had a hectic day. I'm kind of too busy, you know. You can't be bothered today. The bottom line is we ought to all admit that basically the mask didn't do anything to change the trajectory of this. The mandates didn't work. The only reason we've gotten through this pandemic is finally we've built up enough immunity from the vaccine and from the disease. And fortunately, the disease has mutated to become less dangerous. But really, putting stickers on the floor to stand 6 feet away, none of that did anything. Putting plexiglass up around the kids, papering people with masks that don't work, none of that changed the trajectory at all. In fact, we have mountains and mountains of evidence now that when the government or the states or provinces put on mandates, there's no relationship. If anything, often there was an inverse relationship. They put on the mask and the incidence of the disease got worse. But there's really no indication that population-wide controls like that did anything to change the outcome of the disease.
Senator, I know there was an AP story a few days ago, and if Republicans do retake the Senate, you're planning to wage a vigorous review of the origins of the China virus.
Yeah, 1 million Americans died in this pandemic. 6 million people died worldwide. If there's a chance this came from the lab, and I think there's a very good chance it came from the lab, we should know about it. Even if we can't 100% prove it, we should try to prevent a lab leak like this from happening. And one way to prevent it is perhaps we shouldn't be taking viruses with 50% mortality and trying to attach different proteins to them to make them more infectious. I think that's a death wish. It's really a death wish for civilization, not just, 6 million people died, but this was with a virus that was 1% lethal. What if a virus escapes a lab that they're experimenting on that's 50% lethal? Can you imagine? I mean, this disrupted the whole world at 1%. What would a 50 or a 40 or a 30% death rate mean for a virus that comes out of a lab? There's a lot of scientists now saying that the gain of what you get from this type of research really isn't worth the risk. And there are many questioning whether we got any gain. Most people who looked at that research that was done in Wuhan are concluding didn't do anything to help us in fighting this pandemic or predicting it.
All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. By the way, do you do the Kentucky Derby? Is that sort of your thing?
Yes, and I'd give you a horse tip, but, that's really classified information, and I can't give you that.
I get it. Well, I know a lot of folks are going to have fun in Louisville this weekend. We'll be celebrating here in the Memphis area.
Awesome.
All right, Senator. All right, take care now. Senator Rand Paul, everybody, great guy. Appreciate him coming on and giving us an update on this Ohio race. You know, it's interesting as close as that race is. I mean, President Trump came in, endorsed J.D. Vance, forgot his name the other day. But still, the polling, I mean, this is anybody's race right now in Ohio. J.D. Vance could pull it out. I don't know. But we'll have to wait and see. And I appreciate Senator Paul. The guy is a staunch fiscal conservative. And he's one of the few Republicans out there saying, hey, look, we got to get our fiscal house in order here. By the way, new polling data coming out of Georgia. And I want to share this with you. I've been getting some mail from you folks in Georgia saying, Todd, all of these polls are supported by Brian Kemp. Well, no, they're not really. They're really not. This is the latest poll, ARW Strategies poll. And by the way, there are four or five different polls out there, including Matt Towery, Insider Advantage. We're going to share that data in just a second here. But the new, brand new poll coming out in the Georgia gubernatorial primary, David Perdue, Senator Perdue, trailing Brian Kemp by almost 38 percentage points. That's a massacre right there. Brian Kemp, 59.4% of the vote, 21.5% are backing Perdue. Now, that same poll also asked about Herschel Walker. Walker, who is endorsed by Trump, got 58.5% of the vote. So there you go. That is the latest polling data from Georgia. This poll that just came out a few days ago from Insider Advantage. This is an Insider Advantage Fox 5 Atlanta poll. Shows Brian Kemp with 54% of the vote and David Perdue at 38%. Dr. Candace Taylor, who we had on this program, I really liked her. She's got a great vision. She's got good, strong credentials. She's an outsider, but nobody knows who she is. 4% of the vote there, according to the latest Insider Advantage poll. So my question to you is, what does this say about David Perdue, and is Brian Kemp, who looks to be the nominee, is Brian Kemp going to be able to beat Stacey Abrams? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, by the way, now is a great time to head over to our website and check out our awesome podcast. You can download the podcast on all sorts of platforms. TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, iHeart, you name it. There are plenty, just almost a dozen ways for you to download the podcast and listen to all 3 hours of the show free of charge. We would love for you to do that. Go to ToddStearns.com right now. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Stearns.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
So it looks like pro-life Spider-Man made it to the top of the building. That's pretty impressive. Tallest building in San Francisco. And so anyway, the police have now taken the guy into custody. So there you go. You struck a blow for the pro-life movement, pro-life Spider-Man. Oh, there's another Spider-Man story around here. Wait, where is that story? Ah, yes, here we go. Depiction of a black Spider-Man is racist because the character dates a white female. That is the headline from Campus Reform. This story written by Travis Morgan. On the most recent episode of Texas Tech University's Humanities Now podcast, Professor Brian Hotchkins discussed how the movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is anti-black and projects expectations of whiteness. The 2018 film features Miles Morales voicing the title role. Morales, who is African-American and Puerto Rican, is the first black person to depict the comic book superhero. Quote, this particular iteration of the Spider-Man movie, the ethnic version, is complete with suspense, action, and anti-black sentiment, which speaks to my being completely unsurprised at it being so notorious, Hotchkins says. What, isn't this like a cartoon version of the Grace Baker? This is a cartoon version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
I see. So the man is upset at a cartoon.
Yes, this is true.
I just want to make sure.
This is what he spends, you know, keeps him awake at night.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. That's terrible.
Different cartoon, but okay.
Sorry. The episode, titled A Conversation with Dr. Brian K. Hotchkins. Oh, you know it's formal when he throws in the middle initial there.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. It's called My Black is Exhausted. Is this dude black? I don't know.
You would think.
I guess so, because otherwise he's culturally appropriating his exhaustion.
I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, I've seen the movie. Why is it racist he's dating a white girl?
Yeah, black, because Gwen Stacy, yes, who is the girlfriend of Spider-Man, is that the one who he kills?
Oh, gosh.
Later in life. Okay, sure. I just wanted to make sure. All right, so anyway.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'm sorry.
Gwen Stacy, yeah.
Gwen Stacy.
The one before MJ, correct.
So she's a honky girl, a cracker. She's white.
Sure, Todd.
Of the Caucasian persuasion.
Sure, Todd.
I just want to make sure.
And there's been multiple renditions of this character. I mean, MJ has been white. Now she's being played by Zendaya.
In the movies?
Yes.
What is a Zendaya?
Zendaya, the actress.
Oh, okay. Is that her first name or last name?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
It's her stage name, Todd.
Oh, she's not a...
First name.
So what's her real name? Like Gladys or something?
No. That is her first name.
Okay.
Zendaya Coleman.
So she's okay. So, yes, that's very.
She is a very good actress.
All right.
But anyway.
I'm not judging. I don't judge. All I'm trying to say, this guy says that Spider-Man is racist and anti-black because ethnic Spider-Man is dating a white chick.
That's so weird.
Quote, when there's finally a Spider-Man who is black and Latinx, what the hell is Latinx? Is it Latinx?
Well, now they're trying to, aren't they trying to say Latine with an E at the end?
No,
That's the new term.
This is Latinx with an X.
I know, but now they're trying to do, they're already behind on the lingo,
so,
this person.
So he's a...
Now it's Latine.
So he's a black, gay, Hispanic dude?
Apparently.
He's relegated to sharing responsibility and the glory of protecting his city, while in every other Spider-Verse, there is a single super spider hero.
Goodness.
The guy's really upset about this.
Yeah, he must have a pretty sad life.
Oh, here we go.
Upset about this.
His budding love interest, Gwen, is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girl. As it pertains to the presence of young black women, there is not a single character who fits the category.
Yeah, just a FYI, Latina is the gender-neutral form of Latino for, like, gay people.
What is Latinx?
Latin? Oh, gosh.
L-I-N-T-X, yeah. Is that like a rated
definition.
X? Is that like a porn?
No, so, see, this is so confusing. A person of Latin American or gender descent. So it's another version of the same thing.
Nobody uses that language.
No.
They did a whole study on this.
Oh, yes.
And Hispanic folks are like, what the hell are these people talking about?
Latinx.
Nobody spells Latin. Nobody uses X.
No.
Come on.
Oh, so some find Latin a more respectful alternative to Latinx.
Oh, for crying out
loud. That's what I'm just saying. Move on, but that's a discussion for another day.
But again, Spider-Man is a white dude. So it seems to me that the whole thing is cultural appropriation. If you want a black, don't they have Black Lightning?
Oh, gosh.
What about Black Panther?
God.
No, seriously.
Miles Morales is a version of Spider-Man.
Doesn't matter.
Who is traditionally
What would happen black. If Black Panther was played by a white guy? All hell would break loose. You know it, Grace Baker.
I just don't understand why this dude's up in arms about a black superhero dude dating a white girl.
I don't know.
That's like.
I mean, you got Aquaman dating a dolphin. That seems to be a bigger problem.
Well, Amber Heard's got bigger problems.
Well, we got to go. We'll be right back.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
A little heated over on Fox News Channel right now. A Fox News channel, this is from Mediaite, a Fox News panel got into a heated argument after a guest claimed Democrats want to abort already born babies. And some of the Fox, it's Sandra Smith. I think she was the one who was on that panel where she started yelling at me back when I worked at Fox News Channel. Anyway, I don't know who was making that argument, but they were correct. Yes, indeed, the former governor of Virginia, Northam, actually supported day of abortion. So once the baby is born, you still have the ability to abort the child. So, I mean, it's horrible, but it's the truth. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Hollywood very upset. They're saying, quote, get your dirty Nazi boots off our wombs. All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our friend from Young America's Foundation, the president, former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. Scott, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd, I'm doing exceptionally well. Up in Buffalo, New York, of all places.
Is that right? You know, home of the Buffalo Hot Wings, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it? The Anchor Bar. That's where you got to go to the Anchor Bar. That was like the birthplace of the chicken wing.
Pretty awesome, huh? I'm going to be speaking on campus tonight, although we'll see if the reaction's the same as it was for Alan West a couple of weeks ago at the University of Buffalo, where the
that was brutal.
Crazy, but I'm used to that.
Well, you know what? In all seriousness, though, I mean, it is going to get ugly out there, and the left is pretty much unhinged. We were playing some audio of Elizabeth Warren just a few moments ago screaming at the top of her lungs outside of the Supreme Court building.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And it's one of those where I think anybody's been following this knew that there were a variety of different degrees. We knew that the status quo was not likely to be the reaction to the Dobbs case. The question was, would they let stand the Mississippi law and some of the others like that, or would they go full out and do a full reversal of Roe v. Wade? I think many of us have been following this for decades, thought the decision, no matter where you stand, and full disclosure, I'm completely pro-life, and talk about that, but just legally thought that they created something out of the Constitution that wasn't there, and so no matter what you thought about it, thought that Roe v. Wade was a horrible decision, like many horrible decisions that had been reversed in the past. And that day's finally come. Our prayers have been answered.
You know, Governor, looking back at just really the past couple of years, and we have seen this specific generation, the Generation Zers that have been out there, they have probably been more pro-life than any other generation in recent memory.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. This is the pro-life generation, the post-Roe generation. And it's interesting, your reference at the beginning there, it's interesting. If you look at the polling, Ralph Northam, who you alluded to, who did say that, he actually said it on the radio, one of the radio stations in D.C. in January a couple of years ago, where he flat out said, this guy's a trained doctor, so they would set the child aside, and then the family would make a decision about what to do. In most states in America, that would be called homicide. But they're talking about after birth. I think most Americans realize just how radical that is. But what was interesting is after he said that, about a month or so after a poll was done, and they showed the two groups that moved the most away from that position, from that radical position, were self-described Democrats and younger voters, that Gen Z voter. And so I think they understand fairness, and it's not fair to think about inflicting an unborn living human being to that kind of horrible death. And that's why I think for a lot of us as conservatives who are pro-life, we've got to go beyond just arguing the legal side. It goes from the court of law now to the court of public opinion. And we've got to talk about the two victims, that unborn baby, and more often than not, that baby's mother, who are both victims when it comes to an abortion.
And there is this, you know, spiritual component to all of this as well. I mean, you're dealing with moms, young ladies that are going through very difficult times. And we had Governor Mike Huckabee on earlier in the program, and he said that, you know, women who have had abortions, you know, they're dealing with this 20, 30 years down the road. So these are very important issues. And you're right, it's not just a political issue.
Yeah, when you look at Project Rachel, which is a program that started in Milwaukee, in fact, the founder of one who just went to be with the Lord not too long ago recently. But I remember in college working with them. I was involved with Marquette Students for Life. And that was one of the things that the left, the radicals, don't want you to know about. That's why I say when it's two victims, it's not just that moment. It's people who forever, for the rest of their lives, have to deal with not only the emotional and spiritual trauma, but in many cases, actually even some of the physical side effects that they laid out of things that can happen that nobody tells them about when they're pushing an abortion on someone. And I think that's going to be paramount, not only of making the case. We've heard the last 2 years all about the science, the science, the science. What the science clearly shows that an unborn baby is a human being worthy of protection. And no matter how much people talk about freedom and liberty, what about the freedom, the right to life, the most fundamental of rights for that little girl, that little boy? But also understanding that we got to make sure that we're protective of those mothers who, like you say, many times are going through difficult crisis pregnancies, difficult circumstances. All of us who are right to life got to make sure that we're supportive. And we have been in the past with crisis pregnancy centers, with special help and assistance, not only for getting that expectant mom to birth, but then helping make sure that she's got support for the family, she's got work if she wants it, she's got other means of support. We need to continue to do that, and I think that will help, like I said, go from the court of law to the court of public opinion.
Governor, I want to play a little bit of audio. This is Senator Elizabeth Warren, and when I heard this audio the first time, it just reminded me of what Young America's Foundation, what YAF students are dealing with at the college and high school level every single day. Let's take a listen here.
Angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back. I am angry because of who will pay the price for this. It will not be wealthy women. Wealthy women can get on an airplane. They can fly to another state. They can fly to another country. They can get the protection they need. This will fall
are victims of incest. This will fall on those who have been raped. This will fall on mothers who are already struggling to work three jobs to be able to support the children they have. Well, I am here because I am angry, and I am here because the United States Congress can change all of this.
Yes.
Anyway, Governor, it kind of gives you, and she just goes on and it just gets wilder. But we're dealing, I mean, this is the sitting United States Senator.
Well, the one thing she's right about, this and so many other issues, she and so many others on the left are angry. They're just angry about things, and it's because they believe government's the solution to everything, instead of putting their faith in the individual and the family and ultimately in God. But in these cases, I mean, just so much there to unpack. You're going to hear this over and over again, the hype and hysteria about very rare and unusual circumstances. You're going to hear the complete blurring of talking about going to other countries. United States, prior to, and this obviously isn't official yet, but to this Roe v. Wade decision, assuming it goes forward, repealing this one just sends it back to the states. But that country, under the current Supreme Court ruling, is one of the few in the world that actually allow abortion on demand all the way up until birth. So the United States now is in a radical position. This isn't going to one. This is going to a position more in line with where the rest of the world is at. But I think the big thing in all of this is just the buy-in to this argument that that somehow ignoring the fact that abortion kills a human being. There's just no doubt about it. If you believe in science, if we heard all the talk during COVID about science, we hear that when we talk about climate change and things like that, science deniers. Well, even Joe Biden today, I think probably to the dismay of his handlers, actually said child when he talked about the decision. Now, he acknowledged that, you know, people should have a right to abort their child, but all these others try to ignore and pretend like, no, this is about something, you know, it's not a glob of cells, it's not an organ, this is a living thing, this is a human being, an unborn human being. And the more we talk about it in real terms, I always talk about it when I talked about this in the past, and we're going forward, about our firstborn son, who Matthew, when we saw his first ultrasound, his first baby picture, which we still have a copy of, we could see his fingers out in his thumb, and we could see him sucking on his thumb. When I think about our second son, Alex, and when Tonette was pregnant with him, and I remember talking about this thing, we were debating a bill in the state legislature and saying, if God forbid the tragedy had happened, which it did, thankfully, but if a car had rammed into us when Tonette was pregnant with him, I asked my colleagues, would you send us a get well card or would you send us a sympathy card? I think most human, decent people would say, I'd send that family that tragedy happened a sympathy card, because you acknowledge that they would have lost their unborn baby. Well, if that's a baby, if that's a child, how can we in any way under any good conscience not say that that life is worth defending?
Well said. All right, Governor, we're going to leave it there tonight. University of Buffalo speaking. Governor, thank you very much for coming on the program today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
All right, Governor Scott Walker, Young America's Foundation. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want you to think about something. One company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, gets to track everything you do on your smartphone. Big tech is more powerful than most countries are, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. And that's why it's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these big tech companies. And that's why I use something called ExpressVPN. Think about how much of your life is on the internet. Every site you visit, video you watch, message you send, it gets tracked and data mined. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software actually hides your IP address, something big tech can use to personally identify you. ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. And by the way, they encrypt 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and eavesdroppers on your network. Here's what I want you to do. Stop handing over your data to big tech. Protect yourself. go to expressvpn.com/starnes. That's expressvpn.com/starnes. By the way, you're going to get 3 extra months free if you sign up. Got to go to expressvpn.com/starnes right now to learn more.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Suzanne in Georgia. Suzanne, are you a boomer by any chance?
Unfortunately, I am, Todd.
You are? So this is great, but do you consider, is that offensive to you, that term boomer?
Not at all. I've gained every wrinkle, every wonderful part and bad part of life. No, not at all.
I love that attitude.
Well, Todd, let me tell you, this is why I called.
Yeah.
It just occurs to me. It's a wonderful thing, of course, that the law is being hopefully overturned so we don't kill innocent children. But what occurred to me watching and listening to these people who are protesting is this. There are 3 people involved in this heinous death. The mother, the baby, and the father. Takes 2 to tango. We never, ever talk about the culpability of the dad. And yes, often it's a one-night stand, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that in religious counseling, whatever, the men have to be culpable not to ask. And I'm not a liber. I'm just saying we never, ever talk about the father's culpability in this whole heinous situation.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on that, Suzanne. I think that's a big problem in the country where these young men have not been taught that once you tango, you gotta pay the piper.
Correct. And perhaps, Todd, that is why these women that you see are angry. I'm not supporting them. I'm just saying I think it's something that,
sure,
that the leaders should look at and say, you know, we're looking for a panacea, right? We're not looking to point fingers. I just thought, again, that is something that we really should consider is, you know, getting the men involved and their culpability.
Suzanne, my grandparents were good God-fearing Methodist people, and they decided to elope. My grandma, my great-grandpa did not like my grandfather, and so they decided to elope. And they did. They went down, and it was over in the Carolinas, and got mm-hmm. married. And went on their little honeymoon, and there was a knock on the door, and then the door flew open, and it was my great-grandpa. He tracked him down, and he had a shotgun, and he pointed out my grandpa and said, "Son," they were in bed, "son, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it." So there you go. Okay. And they lived, you know, 60 years together. So.
And, you know, and it's wonderful, but I really truly think that this is something, we have to find a solution. We can't just keep yelling and screaming.
Suzanne, I think you're right. And I remember a time not too long ago that when a guy got a girl pregnant, you know, they would get married. They would raise the child together, and that was that. You know, there was a sense of responsibility and duty that you just don't see in a lot of places these days.
No, shotgun weddings. And, you know, I think that's it too, Todd. You know, I don't know people's circumstances. I only know myself. And, you know, but I think that kids now just say, "Oh, I'll do it, and then I can. If I get pregnant, I can have an abortion." It makes me. I'm in tears now. It makes me cry. These young people, men, women, need to be culpable, and we need to get back to that somehow. And we know what it is: religion, God.
That's it.
Get there.
Suzanne, before I let you go, you got if you're in downtown, if you're in the square, you got to drop by the Collegiate Grill and tell them Todd Stern says hello. They got the best chili slaw dog in America.
Don't I know it, Todd?
Woo! Mercy. All right, Suzanne, you take care of yourself. Don't be a stranger. All right, let's go to Gail, North Carolina. Gail, we got 45 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, I'll make it quick. There's another choice. It's called adoption. And when you do that, you include other people who have been waiting desperately for a child, and I'm one of them. And I'm a parent of a woman who is now 32 years old and now has made me a grandmother. And I have been blessed because our birth mother chose placement for adoption over abortion.
So what a blessing. You know what, Gail? Yes. What a great way to end this show with hope.
Thank you.
And
yes.
And that's what it's all about. So adoption,
that's
folks,
right.
There's always a choice. Always a choice, adoption. All right, Gail, God bless you and thank you. Wow, great calls today and crazy day. We'll see how this thing all plays out. But I can tell you something, folks, God's going to honor this. God is going to honor the fact that the Supreme Court has decided that the unborn matter. Unborn lives matter in America. All right, got to get out of here. You folks, have a great day. ToddStearns.com. Download that podcast. Get yourself going. We got 1.3 million subscribers. Let's make it 1.5 million. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.